Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Kramer and Jess.
On demand. Here's the morning show highlight clip of the day.
So you're saying Madonna and Elton John hate each other? What is this story?
Apparently, they've been beefing since 2004. And two things. They're good, everybody. Just FYI, Madonna and Elton John have officially squashed their beef in 2025. But apparently...
That's a 20-year beef.
Apparently, though, I had no idea that these two have been beefing, okay? So this started in 2004. Over the weekend, Madonna actually went to go see Elton John on Saturday Night Live. And that's when she posted a picture from them backstage saying, "We finally buried the hatchet. Over the decades, it hurt me to know that someone I admired so much shared his dislike of me publicly as an artist." So she needed to go backstage and confront him. And she says the first thing that came out of his mouth was, "Forgive me." And then that was it. So this all started from a comment that Elton John made in 2004 GQ Awards while he accepted the award for classic songwriter, where he accused Madonna of lip syncing. And basically ever since then, both of them have publicly taken shots at each other.
But like never in 20 years, you feel like that would be something that like eventually you'd like... want to like clear the air over, especially being that high profile of musicians. You'd eventually run into each other at enough events.
Oh no, they did. Trust me. In 2012, Madonna beat Elton John at the Golden Globes when she took home for best original song for her song Masterpiece. But Elton John was on the red carpet saying she doesn't stand a blanking chance for the award.
All because, wait, who said, who's,
Elton John said that about Madonna.
Madonna lip-synced 20 years ago.
Oh, yes, and yes.
That was the big drama 20 years
but
ago.
But now the two have come together, and
as first of all, as they should. That should not be 20-year beef. That should not be 20. Can we agree?
No, yeah,
as
that is
adults,
crazy.
That should not last. There's some things I think you could be mad about for 20 years. I don't think saying someone lip-syncs should be something you should hold on to for 20 years. Can we agree with that?
Okay, yes. However, it wasn't just... I think that's the comment that started it. But from that point, both of them were saying... we're talking trash about each other back and forth in public forums. So it's like that was said and then they kept going back and forth. And at that point, it's like when you're continuing to see somebody talk bad about you during like an acceptance speech or like on a red carpet or in interviews that's on print. Like obviously, it's going to turn into something, but the fact that that lasted 20 years, but did anyone know about that?
I had no idea
that they didn't like each other.
No clue. That just came out today. Wow. I'm scared to ask this question, so let me do this, because I don't want to take phone calls on this, because it could get really dark really fast. So let's do this.
You can text it, though.
Text us, because then we can screen it a lot easier.
Yeah.
Why don't you text us your long-running beef with somebody?
Ooh.
Text us your long-running beef with somebody. Like, text us how many years you've been in a fight with somebody and what it's been about. Because your friends, Kramer and Jess, want to tell you if we think it's worth still being a fight with. Because I think some of these things, maybe you need an outside source
to
be
true.
Like, hey, like maybe it's time to like to work
through
that.
It was a long
that.
Time ago.
Because if Madonna and Elton were to come to us and be like, hey, 20 years ago, he said that I lip sync. I think we could be like, hey,
maybe you know how many collabs we missed out on,
right?
You know what I mean.
But
how
maybe,
many Disney soundtracks could have been out of control if they were on it together?
Beautiful songs we could have had, you know?
I know.
But maybe, hey, this is, don't get me wrong. There are some things you should absolutely hold beef for.
Yeah.
For 20 years, absolutely. If you've got long-standing beef with somebody, text us that story.
So this is our first anonymous beef text. We did get permission from him to read this on the air.
Yeah.
My best friend did the deed with my girlfriend at the time, and we have been beefing about it for 3 years now, and I think it's a valid reason to be beefing, honestly.
Yeah, sleeping with somebody's friend.
No, girlfriend. Your best friend sleeping with your partner.
Sleeping with somebody's
valid beef.
Partner. 3 years. You're still in the beef. What's the time limit on that, though? Is it forever? I don't think it's forever.
You can let go, but that doesn't mean you can come back into my life.
I think...
Would you let someone who did that to you back into your life?
I would, yeah.
I would have to forgive for myself. So, like, I would have to forgive you at some point, but, like, you're not my friend anymore, period, point blank.
I would reevaluate after 5 years, but three? No, you guys can still beef over that.
No.
Okay, we're going to call her... BGE Betty.
Mm-hmm.
BGE Betty, and you'll see why. Hi, BGE Betty. Good morning.
Good morning.
First off, how long has this beef been going on before you tell us the story?
About 15 years.
15 years. Okay. That's a long time.
5 years shy of Madonna and Elton John's beef-a-rooney.
Right.
And what's happening? What's going on?
So we were roommates. There were about four of us living together, and my roommate had the BG&E bill in his name and was collecting all of the money from us and would pay it.
Mm.
Well, then we started getting notifications that our BG&E bill was, our BG&E was about to get shut off, and we had a clause in our lease that if that happened, we would get evicted.
No.
Oh, no.
And he had been spending all of the money on drugs.
No.
What? How many months was he spending your guys' money on drugs?
Roughly four.
Wow. What?
Wait, so did you end up getting evicted?
Yeah. No, we did not. Thankfully, one of our other roommates, her mom helped us out, but we were like early 20s.
No.
Yeah. I worked at Chili's.
Yeah.
Chili's. Yeah.
Actually, Jess, I used to work with Marty.
Oh my God. Shout out Chili. Shout out Marty. Shout out BGE Betty. Oh my God. Now I even feel more upset because I'm protective over you. Like, are you kidding me?
Okay. All right. So let's talk about this. So basically he took all of your BGE utility money and spent it on drugs 15 years ago, though. Still beefing about it today. Is it worth it?
Yeah.
You think so?
Absolutely.
100%.
They're in their early 20s. This person put them in such a bad spot. Thank God. Thank God someone's mother was A, in this spot and had the money to help them out and was willing to help them out. These people were about to get evicted out of their home. Are you kidding me?
I don't know.
And this is your roommate. You're seeing this person every single day and they're like, "Ha la la la, how are you? I'm good. I'm good. I'm just spending your money on, you know, illegal things." Like, what?
I think a missed BGE bill 3 years max. 3 years max for me.
Not
for
missed
me,
BGE.
Three. It's three. It's three max on me. But
BGE Betty, I vote yes. Keep beefing.
We're split on the beef, so do what you will, okay? Betty, thank you for calling us today.
Thank you. Have a good day.
You too.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily.
And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars.
Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore.
And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.
Hey, what's up, flies? This is David Spade.
Dana Carvey.
Look, I know we never actually left, but I'll just say it. We are back with another season of Fly on the Wall.
Every episode, including ones with guests, will now be on video. Every Thursday, you'll hear us and see us chatting with big-name celebrities.
And every Monday, you're stuck with just me and Dana. We react to news, what's trending, viral clips.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.